Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, we've all done it. We've all told little white lies.
Not Kelly.
Kelly's done it.
You do. I'm not going to say I don't. That would be a lie.
But I don't know if this one's a little white lie. Let's welcome Psycho Shannon to the studio.
That's a little angry.
Oh, you need a happier one?
I think I need to reproduce a new theme song for myself.
You got to give me a happy Shannon one.
Yeah, that's from maybe 10 years ago.
It's for a long time ago,
Shannon. I've been here 15 years. Can you believe 15 years I've known y'all?
You've been here half your life.
My goodness.
You're all grown up now, Shannon?
Just a little bit. And with growing up comes guilt.
Guilt.
And having a conscience.
Uh-oh.
And something that happened yesterday that I thought was a little white lie at the time caused me to lose a lot of sleep last night.
Oh my.
So you didn't sleep at all last night because of this?
And so I need to come clean.
Will it affect us or one of us in this room?
Mostly Kelly, but that's what we care about?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
All right, so a little backstory on me. Everybody knows I had brain surgery in November, and it's kind of affected my body.
Unless you lied.
You lied ways. About that?
No, I didn't lie about that. You can see the scar.
All those donations.
That would be a serious prime.
Very extensive lie.
Keeping food down for me has been quite a problem.
Yeah.
And my skin is super, sensitive, and it's changed my body in ways that I can't even explain. So that's the backstory, sort of. I'm so nervous. Okay, so my friend and her husband, they just bought a house, and they needed some help painting their son's room. One's 3 and one's 5, and since we get out of here pretty early, I volunteered.
Yeah.
So
see, that's what Shannon does. She always volunteers help people.
She'll help.
She'll be there in a second.
That's why it's so hard to believe that you're a liar.
Yeah, you liar.
Yeah, I'm a huge liar. And so yesterday I stopped by my friend's work and I pick up the key to the house and I go and the realtor box is still on the door. Like, this is a brand new house.
Okay, the lock
box. Nothing has happened in it. Yeah. And so I'm there in the empty house by myself knowing that the only utility that's turned on there is electricity.
Okay.
Not a big deal. I can handle it. I can turn on the air, turn on the fan. Got it.
Because that's all you need, right? Just a little fan so you don't get the fumes going into your nostrils.
Yes.
From the paint.
From your nose holes, yeah.
Yeah. And so I knew that there was no water. And
I already feel like I know where this is going.
I had stopped off at the Walmart on the way, and I had gotten a big gallon of water so that if I had to go pee or whatever, I could dump it in the back of the toilet, and it wouldn't be a big deal. I'm pretty savvy. I live in an apartment.
Smart.
I'm by myself. Yeah. And if something happens at 8 o'clock at night, they don't come and fix it unless it's an emergency. So you got to either deal with it or fix it yourself.
Yeah.
And I have a toolbox. I can fix pretty much anything.
It comes with the
it's in the handbook.
Lifestyle.
Yeah,
it's in the handbook. So I get to the house. I start painting the room. And oh, no.
Oh, no what?
For the first time, and I don't know how long, I have to go use the potty down the hallway, if you know what that means.
Oh.
That never happens. In fact, I go so little. Once when I was younger, they thought that I was having an appendicitis because I was that backed up. Like, I couldn't walk. I was running a fever.
Breakfast
it was
room.
Awful. And so I had to go to the emergency room. It was terrible. Okay. So for this to happen
at
this
that?
Time, yes,
oh, yeah, you
it was
really,
that bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk. Yeah. I couldn't walk. And
that
so,
bad, Shannon?
That bad.
All right.
And so I'm in a neighborhood that I don't know. I've never been there before. I don't know where the nearest anything is. My navigation is the only reason I was able to even find the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go to a gas station because right then and there is when it needed to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a problem.
Not a problem, Shannon. Well, everybody does it.
I have a gallon of water. I can dump it in the back of the toilet. I have one flush. Not an issue. Nobody's ever going to know.
Okay, sometimes.
So I do what I got to do. But beforehand, I poured the water in the back of the toilet, not thinking that there might be a leak in the little suction cup thingy that holds the water. So it all drained out before I was finished because I was having a panic attack. So it took me a little bit. So there's no water. I try to flush. Nothing happens. I open up the back of the toilet. I start jiggling the parts, thinking that maybe if I jiggle, something will happen.
No, he needs water, Shannon.
Oh, no,
you know
Shannon.
That.
Nothing happens.
Oh, no.
So I have no choice but to just walk away.
Walk away.
Close the lid and walk away. I had stood there with my pants down at my knees trying to fix the toilet.
You don't need to
it
be
wasn't
that graphic.
Fixing.
Yeah.
Your pants were still down.
I'm just trying pants to paint the picture.
It's painted.
in the room. Paint the picture in the room.
So I'm thinking, not a big deal. I'm the only one at the house.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of the day, there were six people in the house.
Oh,
the family,
no.
Some workers. And, of course, somebody has to use the bathroom.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I got away scot-free. I'm going to be leaving in a few minutes. Nobody's going to know. The worker goes in the bathroom, comes out, says, hey, your toilet's not working. And, by the way, you probably ought to know what had happened.
Oh, no.
And so the parents start asking the little boys if they had done it. Like, duh, of course they did it.
Yeah.
I quickly get my stuff together, and the little boys come give me hug. Bye, Aunt Shannon. We love you.
Oh, they love you.
I love you guys, too.
I just told a huge lie on you.
I just blamed my inability to fix the toilet and the mess that I left in your brand-new house that hadn't been Christianed in that way.
Christian.
On you guys.
Christian.
On you, little.
Christian. Yeah.
Little 3-year-old and little 5-year-old who can't defend themselves.
I always blame it on the 3-year-old.
When mommy and daddy tell them to go potty outside by the tree because there's no water and then there's mysteriously something in the toilet, then obviously one of them did something they weren't supposed to do.
Well, I don't think they want them to do that outside.
I left allowing the parents to believe that the kids did it.
So you want to go ahead and apologize now to?
I'm using this forum to admit that it was not your 3-year-old or your 5-year-old. It was me. And I'm sorry. And I did pray to Jesus last night for forgiveness. And I hope that I can get the same from you. And please don't be mad. I did paint the room.
What
it
color?
Came out really pretty.
What color?
Like two different shades
Brown?
Of blue. And I had to use a laser that you suck on the wall and then tape it. I did all that. Just in the middle, I had a little bit of an accident.
Yeah.
So
all you needed was one of these. Couldn't get that one.
So I just need them to know that I Aunt Shannon loves you. I'm sorry I'm a liar.
That's not a little white lie. That's a little brown lie, Shannon.
Oh. Do as I say, not as I do. Don't lie.
Oh, Lordy. Thank you, Shannon. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
I wouldn't tell that.
We tell everything on the show.
You don't tell everything.
I could probably
Some
take that one,
you
too.
Don't tell.
Oh, Al, you haven't told little brown lies?
No, man, big brown lies.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have the ladies give their beauty secrets away.
Yeah.
Is Icy Hot and the Butt Crack one of yours?
No. That was,
Save that.
That was not one of. That was a mistake.
Mm.
don't do that. That is the worst thing you could do. Mm. Unless you go to the other side. That's even worse. But I don't fancy myself to be much of a beauty expert.
You don't fancy yourself?
I don't fancy myself to be a beauty expert.
Well, you fancy yourself.
Well, you have a regimen.
I have a regimen.
It takes you about 20 minutes to get that hair together.
Okay. No, it does not.
And this is what happened. You know, we get our hair and makeup done for our television show, Dish Nation. And a couple minutes ago, I hear this conversation transpire between JC and Big Al as we're walking out of the studio. I hear, all right, man, I'll get my makeup done and while you do your hair. That's what just happened.
That's guy talk.
We had to talk about
that. We're guys. Yes, you know? We're guys.
And it's fine. I mean, it's TV show stuff. But
before I was with Kinsey, like, I guess when I was 18 and under that, I didn't know anything about beauty secrets or products or any exfoliation. Or
you wake up and go.
Face wash. Yeah, you just wake up.
You're a teenager.
Do your hair and go.
Yeah.
But she has taught me some things, and I have learned some things through the magazines that she buys.
And admit it, you liked dating a girl because you could explore, like, her cabinet.
I'm not going to lie. I have tried a lot of the stuff that Kinsey uses.
Yeah.
All right.
But I have also found some things that'll help me out. Like, I want to grow a beard really badly. I can't. And if you can just kind of get something going and you use mascara, you take the girl's mascara, you fill in that hair, you just kind of rub a little bit of mascara on the hair, it darkens your hair up so you can see it a little bit more. You can have more of a 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, what happens when you make out?
Yeah,
don't make out.
Water?
Yeah, don't make out. This is like just go out and just have a nice, gnarly 5 o'clock.
Face Rogaine?
Yeah, they have face rogaine, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
If you just want to, oh man, I really want my 5 o'clock to look a little bit on point. You just grab some of your girl's mascara and just kind of put it on your hair, and it'll just make it pop.
If you want to have that Tony Parker beard, Tony Parker. Every time I see Tony Parker's face, he's
it
got
looks
the
good.
Same. It's the same. It's like he's ended the growth on his hair, and it just stays that 5 o'clock shadow every time.
Yeah, you know what's great for your skin that I use? I don't really like using lotions. I like using coconut oil. Coconut oil is great for your skin.
It is.
And if you want to get in there so that your skin's not as like, I'm rubbing my hands right now.
Y'all smooth hands.
Al, rub your hands. You need some coconut oil.
You can learn from JC.
I can learn from JC.
You can actually.
You got 23 tips now.
Instead of 20. But I kind of like a guy that has, like, you could tell he's been at least, like, lifting some weight. As long as he doesn't have dirty nails.
I have some calluses and stuff. But you could also use baking soda, and that helps me get rid of the dead cells.
All right.
Okay.
On my skin. And then you could put the coconut oil, and it makes it super smooth.
Al just gets manis.
I'm telling you, I have pretty smooth
skin. A little body butter right now.
Yeah, Al's got the body butter. That works for you pretty well.
Yeah. Come on.
You can also cut back on meat and dairy products, which is what I've been trying to do, because it'll those age your skin.
Okay.
So if you want to get rid of wrinkles and stuff, skip the coffee and the caffeinated tea. Because that really gets the wrinkles going because
coffee,
it dehydrates your skin.
Coffee's also good for you.
I know, but there's other, you could find energy drinks that are natural and that have antioxidants, and those kind of help your skin. Right. What?
Nobody wants to hear those lame antioxidant health and beauty.
It helps with your it helps with your wrinkles, Kelly.
Coffee aids in weight loss for women, so.
Come on, what else you got?
Eating cabbage. Also
how
helps.
How often do you eat cabbage?
I eat cabbage probably twice a week because it helps get rid of lines.
Cabbage gets rid of lines.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you go poo.
Also, well, you
You're
can.
Just focused on that helps you wrinkles right now.
Yeah, I'm 30 now, Jenna, so I'm trying to.
All right.
Come back on.
Cabbage.
And also
helps wrinkles.
It does.
All right, come on.
Some dude told me that, so I've been eating cabbage thinking
that.
Yeah. And it also, watery fruits. I like the watermelon.
Shout out.
That helps with the lines.
Yeah.
All of these have to do with your lines. You're really,
maybe
you have some wrinkles?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm so into the wrinkles right now.
Do you consume the cabbage or do you rub the cabbage on your wrinkles?
Eat it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
See, I love that you're trying to now be preventative even though it's there. And Kelly and I talk about Illuminator to blend in with your makeup to cover it.
Or I'm reading how to get rid of wrinkles with cabbage. It says, make some cabbage juice and massage it over your face.
You're not supposed to eat it?
Now leave it to dry and rinse the face off.
You know what
I'm just telling you what I Googled.
Do that then.
You say don't drink coffee, tea, caffeinated beverages. Caffeine is an under-eye stimulant. So
under-eye.
It will be under-eye puffy and like whether it's like cold tea bags and
there's another thing
caffeine.
You use for the under-eyes. I'm glad you said that, Jenna.
You got another thing on your list?
Because you could put spoons in the freezer at night, overnight. So when you wake up in the morning, you pull that spoon out and you just kind of rub it underneath your eyes and it'll help that swelling go down. Yeah.
Hmm.
You could do that. At least I've done it. Do I have puffy eyes?
I think when your wife asks you to spoon, she's not talking about that.
She's
trying to snuggle.
All right. And now to take over the bit, here's Big Al Mac.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about hijacking this bad boy.
Okay, how many you got, Al?
So these are like, I've got 23.
You've added another one?
I added another one, yeah.
You added
so
another one.
So these are Big Al's beauty and style tips to help you look better, feel better, and be better.
Now, they're all going to be posted on KidNation.com.
Yes. And since I have so many and I can't go through all 23 right now, I'm just going to open the floor up, and you just holler out a number between 1 and 23, and then I'll just read out that number.
Well, I always think top of mind is best, so I'm just going to start with number one.
Number one. All right, fellas, this is no product. This is just something that you can do to make you look better. Good posture. Just walk standing up straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm totally serious.
Walk standing up?
Just have good posture. Don't walk all out slumped over. Nobody wants to see that. You know what I'm just saying? Have good posture. All right, what else? Come on.
Okay, how about, oh my gosh, 23. I don't even know where to go. How about number 9?
Number 9, all right. Go to Brookstone and get a nose hair trimmer. All right, fellas. Nobody wants to see all those little hairs coming out of your nose.
Yeah, guys, get that together.
Get the thing. It doesn't cost probably $20. A little AA battery or whatever it is. Zzz, up in the nose, maybe once a week.
Don't go too crazy with it, though, because if you shave too close, then it gets itchy.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
All right.
Just kind of do the ones that are just poking out saying hello.
Okay, all right.
I what's the funniest number in comedy is number 2. So I'm going to go with number 2.
Number 2. Okay, this is something that I do every day. I talked about it yesterday. Noxzema. Noxzema in the morning, Noxzema at night. Just rub it on, get your little face on. Don't leave it on there too long now, fellas. Just you know, but rub it on your face.
Noxzema. I mean, I tried Noxzema when I was like 12 and had a zit.
I didn't poop on your beauty tip.
But see, he's older and his skin now needs the extra moisturizer. I just remember the fumes from Noxzema making my eyes burn.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Those are the little pads, right? And then they're dirty after.
No, it's a cold cream.
Oh, it's a cold cream.
Okay, we need to, I don't know which one it is on the list, but we talked about the shaving and a lot of people ask you about the bumps on your neck.
Right. Okay, so let me go ahead and just give you the shaving regimen as I get from Art of Shaving. I'm not getting paid by
this. You don't actually do this yourself.
No, they do it for me.
Okay.
So what I do, I go to this place in the mall. And I was like, who goes to the mall to get a shave? I do now because they've changed my life. But there's this stuff that they have. It's called Ingrown Hair White Willow Dark Extract Night Cream.
Oh, so easy to remember.
Right? White Willow Dark Extract Night.
White Willow?
Yeah, that's what it is. I Googled
they got white and dark in the same sentence?
I Googled my boy this morning. That's what it's called. But it helps. It helps with the ingrown hairs, and also helps with the discoloration under your neck when you
it gets darker, right?
Yeah.
Is this a black man problem, or is it an all man problem?
I think I've never noticed a white guy with darker skin where he shaves under
his. Is it because of the texture
know.
Of the hair?
It just depends on the
thickness. So
the thickness. How coarse the hair
but
is,
I've
or
definitely
how often
seen
you're shaving.
Because I've got it, and you know I'm a partner's dude. So you know just
I got a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, you don't have any hair in front of there. You've got nothing.
I got it going on a little bit.
And then after they shave you up there, check this out. After they shave you, they rub your face with this aftershave balm formulated with vitamin C, shea butter, and grapeseed extract. I don't know what it
is. Grapeseed extract?
I have no idea.
When I get waxed, that's what they use
that's
to soothe.
It feels so good, though.
Yeah, soothing.
Right
dude,
after the shave?
I'm telling you, this is the best 30 minutes
of
my
week. Yeah, it goes from like fire to
They put the hot towel on you, Jenna, before they shave, and then the cold towel after. They should hire me for a spokesperson.
You're making me jealous about having to go get shaved and stuff.
It's the best 30 minutes of my week.
I mean, hopefully there is an Art of Shaving in every listener's town.
You're so meticulous.
Because this is stuff they can't do.
No, you can go. A barbershop will do it for you.
A barbershop does all this?
The old school single razor?
But Al, you're so meticulous about your facial hair. What about the rest of the body hair?
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up, Jenna, because somewhere on this list, I put shave. I mean, fellas, women don't want to see your fur coat all over you, all right? I mean, shave the hair down. I'm not saying go get a wax. That's not necessary, but at least cut down on the hair so you don't have hair. When you have on a shirt, the hair is coming all up out of your neck area. Well,
but why do you have that little lower back, like tee up a golf ball patch?
Yeah, you got the tramp patch.
I got my little patch back there over the butt crack. Yeah. You can probably stand to trim that, too. I'm not gonna lie.
And if fellas, you have lower back hair, get rid of it.
God's cruel joke on us is we get older, hair starts growing places that didn't grow before. Out of the ear holes.
Oh.
Go ahead and if you can't do anything else, just get your razor. Shave your earlobe or something. I don't know. Just
that's
shave
it.
Wow. Use your nose trimmer.
Yeah, do that. But shave it. And get the eyebrows every once in a while, every 2 or 3 months. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, can we move on from these to like maybe number 12?
Number 12. All right. I'm glad you said that, Jenna. Have a nice watch, just one nice watch that you can wear out on a date. Even if you look raggedy, have one nice watch that you can have.
These are more like styling tips.
That's what I said. Big Al's beauty and style tips.
Style is beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty is style.
Even if it's like a fake, they should have a fake Rolex
over a cheap watch. Yeah, don't wear it every day so that the band looks all janky. You know, have one nice watch with one nice band. All right, go ahead.
Well, my lucky number's 13.
13, all right.
Oh, please, God, let this be good.
Have a nice pair of tennis shoes or loafers.
All right.
Just
more styling tips.
It is. But women, don't y'all look at a brother's shoes?
People like to know products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 23 tips. And is anything to do with physical activity one?
No. Well, I put on as the last one, and this is not a product. But if you're one of those guys that pays with cash, that's good. Have at least a debit card. Go get a gift card or something. So the woman will think you got some kind of credit.
That's not a beauty tip, Al.
You don't just pay cash all the time.
This is your beauty and style secret.
Very, very helpful,
a debit card's not stylish.
Dude, just slip it to the waiter, the waitress, when the girl's not even looking. Like, you already took care of it. Like, you the man. You took care of this.
Okay.
That's style.
I got you.
That's style. That can be a beautiful thing.
Try it. They have all the black debit cards now. Those look so cool.
Yeah.
Just because it looks like you have the black Amex card.
Right. Yeah, Manscaped, nice watch. Cologne.
You can get all of Al's.
Oh, get you some nice cologne, too. Definitely.
One or two.
Get you some nice cologne. that you just wear when you go on a date.
Yeah, I'm saying if a guy smells good and he's mildly groomed without being too groomed,
right,
that's all you need.
All these tips are up at KidNation.com, but we have a call. This is an actual beauty tip from a dude right here.
All right, come on.
What's up, Roger?
Hey, guys. Okay, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Cornhuskers lotion. You can buy it at Walmart for, like, $4 or $5 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's oil. It is oil-free.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to shave my head with a razor, same as I do my face.
Okay.
And this stuff, even at room temperature, it actually feels cold when you put it on, so it instantly cools. It'll leave you bump-free, ingrown hair-free, and it feels great.
There you go.
And it it works for rough skin, cracked fingers, heels, all kinds of stuff.
It's corn. What was it?
Cornhusker?
Yeah, it says it has good use for eczema, too.
Eat some corn!
See, Al, that was a helpful product tip.
Thanks, Roger.
Roger, thank you very much, dog.
Get a watch and a debit card.
And stand up straight.
Stand up straight. Walk standing up straight.
Dude, you'd be surprised if a amount of brothers walk around bent over like this. I'm telling you, a woman looks at that. Walk in like you own some stuff.
Put the chest out.
Walk in. Stick your, have your head up high. Stick your chest out.
I think Al missed it a little bit on that one.
Mm.
You had some.
Uh-huh.
You missed some.
Yeah, all right. Mascara beard.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, you feeling good about some love advice right now?
Yeah. I'm always willing to tell people how they should do.
All right, let's find out.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of a year and a half has fallen on some hard times lately. Back before we got together, he ended up owing someone a couple $1,000s, but he didn't pay it. Now, that bad debt has come back to haunt him, and he's got to pay it back. So he asked me to help him out. Now, I have the money, but that's all I have in the bank. I feel like he could be the one, and if I don't give him what he needs, I may lose the love of my life. I'm really torn. He's got to pay them back by the middle of next month. What should I do? Keisha.
Don't you dare give him every dime you have. Keisha, if it's really meant to be, he will find another way.
Mm-hmm.
Give him some, just, like part.
You know, as long as he's making, you know, if he's just looking to, he's got a month before he has to pay this back, mm-hmm, and he's just going to take her money and not even try to look at other avenues, maybe take on a little extra work, maybe, you know, try to do some part-time jobs or something. There are other ways than taking your money. You'll never see it again. I just think it's bad. Unless you've got money you're willing to never see again, mm-hmm, don't loan. Because you're not going to be loaning him this money.
Yeah.
You'll be giving it to him.
Just go ahead and call Judge Judy now.
When your boyfriend asks you to borrow money, doesn't that just change the dynamic in the relationship forever?
It does, yeah.
Probably
it just
kills
changes
him too,
it,
though.
It does.
To have to ask his girlfriend for it.
No, if it killed him, he wouldn't ask. He wouldn't have asked.
He would have asked buddy.
He didn't bother him to ask that last guy.
Prideful.
Yeah.
If he didn't pay that dude back, he's probably
going to pay her back. They ain't telling who else he owes money to.
Yeah, and what's the consequence?
If somebody,
you know?
If I ever have to borrow money from anyone, which I can't remember, it's been decades, I will stress and worry and fret about it until I pay them back.
I want to be able to sleep.
It is shocking how people can come up to you with tears in their eyes. I'm about to lose my house. Can I please borrow this? And okay, I'll give. And then the next time you want your money, I swear I'll pay you back. You're the bad guy.
And it's so hard
when
to say no.
You want your money back, you're the bad guy.
It's so hard to say no.
You
never see him. You lose friendships over it.
Because you're the bad guy if you say no, and you're the bad guy if you ask for your money back.
Giving that money, and you're just the kiss of death on that relationship.
Yeah,
or you're setting up the pattern for the way the rest of your life's going to be.
Yep.
Sorry, girl.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, I heard you guys on the show talk about how you met your significant others. My kids are starting to ask how mommy and daddy met, and I don't really know how to tell them. My husband and I met in one of the weirdest ways. He was an on-duty police officer arresting a lady of the night. The lady scratched him, so he came into the hospital where I'm a nurse. I fixed him up, and the rest is history. The thing is, I don't really want to tell our kids how we met because of the whole, you know, lady of the night thing. At least not yet. They're only 6 and 8 years old.
But leave that part out.
Yeah, he came to the hospital.
So
he was arresting someone and he got scratched and he came into the hospital.
Come on now.
That's silly.
That is kind of silly.
You tell kids what they need to know at the time.
Right.
What's wrong? Your daddy got a really bad scratch when he was working, came into the hospital, and I fixed him up. You don't need to tell him he was hanging out with hookers and prostitutes busting them. That's ridiculous.
Is that it?
Tell them what they need to know on a need-to-know basis.
That's such a small detail in the whole story.
That's a great detail. Yeah, scratch
you're
my
six.
Head.
That's
who
a good.
Cares?
Yeah,
they don't even know
is
what that is.
Is that her only question?
And this is bothering her enough to write a love letter to Kelly.
Oh my god!
I pray to God my problems are as simple as yours. I pray to God
Wait,
that is the easiest
we,
my
about,
life becomes.
I have about 100 things that I could have written to Kelly. Over
right,
that.
Right.
Oh my God! I'm sorry, God. I used your name in vain.
Oh my goodness!
But oh my goodness!
That's the Kelly we know right there.
It's ridiculous.
Love letters.
I just said it.
Love letters to Kelly.
That just makes me mad. We even gave that time.
That's fine. You know.
That dude. You know what?
Show you how simple life is for some people, isn't it?
No, you know what?
That simple.
That dude should get out of that relationship because apparently this little thing can blow up to what
oh
she
gosh.
Considers
Could
a huge problem.
If he puts, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Small plates on the big plates.
That's an
example.
That's an example of a woman creating a problem when there is not.
Yeah, that might be like she might be that's a whooping to be married to, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, run!
You know what I mean?
Run!
Like every,
how am I going to tell my children my husband arrested a prostitute?
My husband's a hero.
Oh my gosh!
You set the table wrong. Okay, well, I have one. This one might be a little more substantial. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Do you ever feel like you speak to your husband, I guess, but not yours, but,
well,
you know.
I have been married in the past.
Do you ever feel like you speak to your husband all day long, and he replies, but there's never really any conversation being had? I feel like I'm the Peanuts teacher just saying, wah, 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 all the I feel like that all the time, and he just sits and mouth breathes, and I would be better off wasting my words talking to the wall. I've tried to talk to him about this, but how do you have a conversation with someone who internalizes nothing of any significance? We've been married for 5 years now, so I get checking out to some degree, but not like this. Bethany.
I guess you just have to start having conversations with him of substance. Present. I mean, if he just literally will not even participate, I mean, but are you just bringing up random, oh, the kids, you know, have a game
yeah.
on Friday?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
right.
bring up some really hard-hitting issues maybe that'll get deep. Hey, honey, you know, while we're young and healthy, why don't we start planning, why don't we do our will together and something really deep and
oh,
meaningful
man.
Like death?
I would just
oh, man.
Yeah, you got
no.
JC, you
yeah,
got to plan for that crap
it,
while you're young and healthy.
Oh, that's
but that's
it,
a deep, meaningful conversation. It starts making you evaluate certain things in your life. What if they have children, you know, or if you don't? But, you know, if something was to happen to us, which one of our friends would you like to ask to take care of our children? That could lead to some deep conversations.
Or what about if I die, which one of my friends
yeah,
would you
want
to
Don't go there.
Which one of my friends you want to
He'll totally
with?
Get into that.
Oh, he'll get into that conversation.
He's got at least two of your
I
friends.
Like
How about would you pull the plug on me,
no.
honey? How long will you wait for you? These can be really great
That's up to you, isn't it? The whole plug the plug thing?
You should find
your
out
partner.
What your person's wishes are. Like, do you want
to... You need to
you
tell
know,
them, yeah.
You could say to Kinsey, I don't want you pulling the plug no matter what. Try everything possible to save me. Or you could be that person that's watched a loved one live hooked up to
yeah.
machines for months and live in misery and say, I don't want that. If the doctors say
there's no
you know, 10% chance, just let me go. You know, you need to have these conversations while it's not an issue.
Okay,
that's
what,
a deep
conversation.
I am so
to
trying
have.
To figure out
what's
which one of my girl's friends I want to hook up with right now.
That's,
which one are you thinking of?
I'm stuck.
Say it out loud. Whatever you think of, say it out loud.
I think he has said it before, didn't you?
I did. I slipped up and said it.
Who'd you say?
Jessica.
There you go.
I didn't fall for that again.
Say it. She didn't hear it last time. Hopefully she heard it this time
because
she's working days again.
Yeah, right.
What's up, Jessica?
What about what about something less morbid to talk about, though? Because I feel like some guys are so simple. It's like they go to work and they come home and they turn on ESPN. And it's like if you're sitting there talking about what you bought at Pottery Barn, he doesn't care. It's like
right.
if
he's got to be meaningful to him.
He has to be interested in something.
Maybe if he's a really big sports fan, Jenna, like you said,
yeah.
say, you know what? Honey, you like what basketball's going on right now,
right?
Or NBA or something. Say, I really want to know what's going on so I can watch with you. And maybe he'll be one of those guys that wants you to learn about basketball.
He'll want to talk about that, but then when he starts talking, all you're going to be hearing is,
well, you got to actively engage.
Hey, at least he's talking and not mouth breathing.
Mouth breathing is good because you're getting good oxygen in and out of your body.
I mean, if
no, buy some sexy clothes. Say, baby, do you like this better or
That's
this
not
better?
Talking.
She wants conversation.
It's conversation.
She
That's
wants
not
conversation.
Deep.
She wants a connection.
Which one do you really like better?
Yeah, how about you start having pop quizzes? And if he doesn't pass those pop quizzes, he doesn't get to, you know.
To play. Pop.
Yeah, break out the Cosmo and do the Cosmo quiz with your husband. That'll be great.
I like doing those. Those are fun.
I know you do.
Don't you like doing those? I do those by myself sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Those are great to do by yourself. It gets you in touch with your feminine side.
Start talking about a really hot guy at work and see if he starts paying attention then.
Oh, he would so totally. Uh-huh. That's what's going to do it, Jenna.
Yeah, just be like, oh my gosh, I have so much in common with this guy. He likes to do this and this and this. And we went to lunch together, and then see if your husband starts paying attention.
Make it sound like that guy listens to you all the time and that he has meaningful conversations. Yeah. He'll start having meaningful conversations with you.
And if he doesn't care, then he's not into you.
Just cut him off. That's what women do. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Just cut them off. That's your solution.
That's what y'all do anyway.
It'll get us talking again.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, we'll chatterbox. Listen. We'll be singing like a bird. What you want to talk about now, man?
Such a bad power move.
Well, sorry. That's all. That's what we get. That's how we work. Sorry.
That's how y'all work. And we respond.
We apologize for
that. Like little puppies. We're like little puppies.
It's a bad power move.
We need treats. If we don't get no treats, we won't do the treats.
Using it as a weapon, for lack of a better term, it just becomes an ugly thing.
Then it's like a reward and punishment, and not like intimate and like pleasurable.
That's already a punishment for you guys. We already know that.
Jeez, is this what marriage does?
Well, not mine. Yet. Mine's good. We're fine. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a love letters to Kelly tab right there. You write it, we read it on air. You get your answer. It's that simple.
The Cape Craddock Morning Show is back.
We've all reached the year 30 of our lives.
The dirty 30,
except for Jenna. Rapidly approaching, Jenna?
Yeah, I think about, well, it's May 9th, so I have about 5 weeks or so, right?
You're counting down? You got a little calendar?
No, not, like, I don't have, like, a day countdown. I mean, I'm kind of trying to keep it in the back of my mind, sure. Just, like, there's some things that I want to do.
That's your biological clock.
Yeah, there it is.
No, actually, I don't feel that kind of pressure.
You're not feeling the baby pressure?
I'm behind on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My life's kind of taking a different turn.
Well, they say, though, on fives and zeros, you know, the fives and ten birthdays, that when it kind of hits you a little bit.
I would think for me, 35.
Next year.
35 is probably going to be more, you know, if I'm still where I'm at now at 35, maybe
I'll
be a little
more
stressed. But everyone says it's such a big deal, like, have a party and do this. And I'm like, I'm really not, as long as I'm happy, I don't care about the number so much.
Right.
But I feel like
it's a milestone.
And trying to do my taxes last night, I'm like, man, like adulthood kind of sucks.
It does.
And not saying 20-something anymore. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it. The 20s have been tough.
Yeah.
So.
But they're real cool.
I'm kind of trying to think of, like, I want to make it like, okay.
And they're over.
You turn 30 once, or, you know, you turn every age once. I don't know. So I don't know really why it's such a big deal, but I'm trying to at least make, like, a few goals.
Yeah.
So by the time, like, the day hits, I'm like, okay, I'm 30 and I'm content.
Well, we found a list of things that you should accomplish before turning 30. So these might help you out. You might have already done some of these. In fact, you've done probably a lot of these.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Just go around the room?
Yeah, we'll go around. One of them that I had to do, and I had to do it before I had kids, because there is no way my wife would allow me to do this now that we have two kids, is just jumping out of a plane or jumping off a bridge. There is something. I know it sounds so scary.
I was really sad. I thought about jumping off a bridge.
No, with like a bungee cord or maybe a parachute.
That's one of the things you should accomplish.
Yes.
You know what? For me,
it's just an added on.
I feel like that's a life thing. And for me, you know how I'm about flying. That doesn't do it for me.
It's liberating, though.
I would do it. No, I want to do shark diving.
Okay. Something, yeah.
Yeah,
something
but
extreme.
I'm not going to have time to do that in 5 weeks. So, I mean, but I do want to do that at some point.
Have you ever taken a spontaneous trip? Like one time, I think it was a year ago, I came to work with no intention of leaving town, and I left. Like, as soon as we left here, I went to the airport. Have you ever done something like that? Like
yes.
A really spontaneous
trip? I've done some, maybe not as fancy as just going and buying an airplane ticket on the spot, but yes, I've gone last second out of town.
Okay.
Well, this list says you should visit Amsterdam. Why would you want to visit Amsterdam?
Well, Amsterdam's in my living room, so I'm fine. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm fine. I don't need to go to Amsterdam.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sort of kind of already been there, done that.
You should also, I guess it goes with Amsterdam, but unless you don't have a friend, visit a friend abroad, because I'm sure you have some friends that have moved out of the country, right? You have somebody in Europe. You have somebody you know outside
the
country.
You got to get a friend abroad before you can visit them abroad.
Yeah.
But we all have that friend that just moved out of the country.
Now I feel like I'm failed, and I've already done, I didn't do any of this either.
You haven't done any of this, Kelly?
If I've been to Amsterdam?
No,
is this a list of things you need to do before you die?
No, turn 30.
Or is 30 and death the same thing?
See, this is legit.
Okay, go ahead.
Decorate your bedroom. There comes a time when you go for, no, it's true.
Yes, you do.
You have to have an adult bedroom. If you still got teddy bears and, you know, your name in a plaque on the wall, You know,
it's so funny you say that because I'm not domesticated, and today I have to be home because I'm getting patio furniture delivered, and I just got a new bed.
It's time to get an adult house with adult things. You get rid of the beer crates you use for coffee tables.
You know, so it's hard for me because it's like, well, at this point, I'm going to have to move a lot of stuff anyway. So,
the 20s, you forgive that kind of leftover college stuff or whatever your mom gave you. It's time to get your own decor.
Okay.
Jenna, you should also, I don't know if you've done this, but you should write in a journal. And you should have probably already been doing this in your 20s. Because the coolest thing is,
have our blog that we...
We have a blog, and that's basically your journal. Looking back at your life, you know, when you're 30 compared to when you were 20, 21.
I thought that's what selfies were for.
But first, let me take a selfie.
It's like a visual journal.
You know something I do want to do that is on my list, is, and I keep saying I'm going to do this, is I want to go do, and because, I mean, I know Kelly hated it when we did. I want to go to an improv class, like, on a Friday night in front of a live crowd. I want to go do that. And so that's something I do want to do in the next 5 weeks.
Because you do have a list of things that you want to accomplish before you're 30,
right? A few things. I'm trying to make it reasonable. I mean, I can't go abroad before then. But
like
that, the improv, and I need to get my teeth whitened. I'm considering getting some Botox. I want to get really tan. You know, I want to look good. I've had shin splints, so I've been trying to take care of that. Like, I want to get my body just physically good, because I'm going to go to the beach with some friends, and I'm like, you know, pictures on your 30th birthday don't go away.
That's number one on this list.
Pictures,
number one, take care of your body.
And you guys see me lately. I've been doing that. Like, I mean, just to feel good. I just want to feel good.
Let me ask you this. Becoming a 30-year-old white girl, have you had your first black man?
Oh, that's one. That's Al's list.
You know what? I haven't. Is that something I need to do before I'm 30?
Probably.
Yeah.
You probably should. You should get yourself a brother and a Latino. Not in this room, though.
Yeah, I haven't. Dude, I haven't.
You haven't? You haven't taken a trip to the wild side?
No.
And you're 30?
Almost.
Damn.
And you need a European guy as well.
I've had that.
I love the tips. You know, and it sounds simplistic. Make a cheesecake. And there's another one that says you should learn how to make a cocktail. Those are adult skills. I mean, just grabbing a beer. Eventually, learn something domestic that's like
your thing. Mojito or something.
Well, as far as the cocktails, learn how to make something beyond a vodka soda and pouring a glass of wine.
Yeah, I was a bartender in college.
Learn a cocktail is kind of a cool thing.
That's something to do. Like the cheesecake and the cooking and the ironing and stuff. I thought those are things to do before you get married.
You need to have one, before you hit 30, that's about the time when you start settling down. You need to have like one go-to thing you do. Like one thing you're really great at in the kitchen. Like all I got is my mom's macaroni and cheese. And corn casserole, and that's it.
Your mac and cheese is on point, Kelly.
That's all I got.
It is so good.
But I learned how to do it before I turned
30. I am going to do this, and you guys will be invited. My pug, he's been the biggest part of my life. 10 years. He turns 10 years old the same week I turn 30, and I want to have a joint.
A what?
A what?
A joint. High tea, hot joint.
A joint high?
I want to have a joint high tea party. Like a, you know, like high tea, like formal, fancy tea party for my dog and me.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come.
I'm not smoking weed with you and your dog.
I'm going to be a beat down like girls that have baby showers at like 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
You might want to hold off on the doggy tea party, but. For like when you're like 70.
No,
and
but he's
lonely.
10 and he might not live anymore. I mean, he's 10 and I'm 30. He's been in my life longer than anyone I know right now.
He's 70. He's turning 70 in doggy years.
Mm.
I could give him a powdered wig. Do not play the death song.
It's not the one that brought up death.
I canceled his surgery. I want him to make it to 10.
Jenna, you should also learn Spanish before you turn 30. So 5 weeks. Get yourself some Rosetta Stone.
I wish I had done that.
Si, senor.
I think the ability to learn language starts diminishing the older you get.
Yeah, once you turn 10.
I took like 9 years of French and I don't even remember it.
You know what you should do? Because you like to work out. This kind of goes along with that body thing you were talking about. Take one of those stripper classes. I mean, I'm serious. That it's a workout. Like the pole dancing class. I don't mean stripper class, but the pole dancing class. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that might lead you to accomplish some other things on here, like that black man thing.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.